Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
On May the 2nd, we'll be voting for new city councillors here in Cambridge, also a police and crime commissioner for Cambridgeshire. We've been speaking to all of the candidates over the past few days, and today it's the Conservative candidate, Darrell Preston. Good morning, Darrell.
Good morning to you.
And I say candidate, of course, you're the incumbent as well. Is it like an MP where you have to stand down whilst you're campaigning, or are you still technically the Police and Crime Commissioner at this moment?
I'm very much the Police and Crime Commissioner. It's interesting, the job itself, because you have statutory responsibilities unlike MPs. So, you know, policing and law enforcement goes on, and so do I. So at the moment, I've got the two jobs.
I've asked the other candidates to give me their CV for the job. I guess your case, you might say it's the last 4 years. But what would you say the high points were in all of that?
Well, I mean, my CV, before becoming Police and Crime Commissioner, I was actually a police officer for 30 years. Firstly in the Metropolitan Police, and then in Cambridgeshire Constabulary. In fact, Parkside, just down the road from where we are, was where I worked out from. I finished up as a senior detective with lots of experience, and then I went off and worked for the Association of Police and Crime Commissioners, a senior policy officer, where I was advising PCCs and officials and ministers around policing matters, particularly serious crime, serious violence. And as I say, for the past 3 years, in fact, I've been the Police and Crime Commissioner. I mean, the highlights, I love the job. It's what I've always done, you know, keeping people safe, protecting the public. You know, I made some commitments last time round, and those commitments were around more police officers. Well, we have that. We have an extra 400 police officers compared to 2015.
You know, doesn't always feel like it, though. I know it's the, you know, policemen could quite easily be, you know, in civvies off to interview somebody, but. And I've made this point before on the programme. I live on the route between Cambridge Station and the Abbey Stadium. And so every time Cambridge plays somebody like Stevenage, I have more police officers lined up outside my house, because I'm near a pub as well, than probably 10 Downing Street has. The rest of the time, it's really difficult to... just, I know we'd like to think that Cambridge is a law-abiding place, but even so, where are they all?
Yeah, so this is around visibility, and I completely get that. You know, we want to be reassured. We want to see the police in our local communities. Now, a lot of these officers that have just been recruited, they're very young in service. And I know myself, having been one, it takes a while before they become really effective and that we're beginning to see them in our communities. But the facts are this, you know, the actual success of policing is the prevention of crime, the absence of crime. You know, and we've got to a place now, and I'm really quite proud of this. Neighbourhood crime is down 24% on my watch. Burglary is down 37%. That's household burglary, abhorrent crime. And antisocial behaviour is down as well by 30%. Now, I know there is more to do. There is. And that's why I'm seeking re-election. Because
well, we heard in the news, for example, we heard the vandalism at the Gog Magog park, and if you look around these streets, you know, it's only modest old terraced houses around Cambridge, there has been a significant rise in graffiti. It may just be 1, 2, 3 people doing it all, but it feels like we've been transported to South London. And again, you know, if there was the visibility of those police officers from time to time, then maybe not so much of that would happen.
Well, maybe, and I actually recognise that those local issues, and we're talking about local issues like the graffiti and the vandalism that you just mentioned, are really important to local communities. But, you know, there's no crime type that the police can arrest their way out of on their own. And I recognise this in my police and crime plan last time round, and it will feature heavily if I'm successful on Thursday. It is around listening to local communities and coming up with local solutions. So I've invested hundreds of thousands of pounds in our community safety partnership. Here in Cambridge and in South Cambridgeshire, we've had some excellent people and we've had some real results. For example, bike crime here in Cambridge. You know, Cambridge was the bike theft capital of the country. And the problem, it wasn't just about bike theft. This was a trust and confidence issue in policing. Well, I'm really pleased to say that on my watch and with my direct intervention, we've managed to cut bike crime in Cambridge by 60%.
And by direct intervention, how does that work? Do you phone up the chief constable and say, look, I've seen your stats, they're not very good, sorted out, or do you, with the ex-police officer within you, say, actually, I got this really good idea?
Well, I can have absolutely good ideas. Look, the Chief Constable has operational independence, but it was in my police and crime plan. The Chief Constable must take account of that. And the Chief Constable did put some dedicated resource into this. So the prolific offenders were caught and brought to the criminal justice system. But it's not just about arresting people. You know, we invested in prevention, you know, Cycle Point, the railway, thousands
of... Because that was really nasty at the railway station. It's almost leave a bike there to get it stolen, not the other way around.
Yeah, and I think it was about £500,000 worth of investment, I think, we got to secure that area. But we've also done bike marking and talking to some of the retailers as well about how we can, you know, keep our cycles. So, you know, that's just an example of a local issue that if you have someone, you know, like myself, deciding to make this a priority, we can actually tackle it together.
And the low points, what would you say the things that you think... So, you know, what can be done better? Either actions that you feel, oh, maybe if only we'd done it this way. What's to be improved still?
Well, I think moving forward, I really want to concentrate. You just mentioned that local visibility, local policing, and being able to contact the police. So I'm aware that we've got issues with 101, you know, that non-emergency. So I've invested this year, we get a new telephony system.
When does that come in? Because it's only like a couple of weeks ago that the police were advising us not to call 101. About 2 weeks ago when the advice was not to call.
I don't know about that, because I would be very upset if people were being advised not to ring the police. That's a new one on me. I'll take that one away. But I've not heard that before. But we do need to make improvements in being able to contact the police. And hey, if you say the down points, there really hasn't been many down points. You know, I'm really positive about the job I do. This is about people, keeping people safe. And I will try my hardest, if elected again on Thursday, to continue to bring crime down, particularly those local neighbourhood crimes. Just one other thing as well, we talk about young people. I'm really focused on early intervention. I go into schools a lot, and when you listen to young people and hear their concerns, often very different from people maybe of our demographics. And I'm really pleased to say that partnership working, we've got knife crime down, recorded knife crime, by 25%. But better than that, hospital admissions for knife crime down by 54%. So, you know, this is about protecting our young people.
And how much of that would you say is, obviously, I say lots of it is you, but how much is the balance between what the police might have done anyway? You know, we managed for, you know, some time without a police and crime commissioner. It's only, I think, 8 years since the first election that we had. So how much is would have happened anyway, and how much is intervention, tilting, pointing, you listening to the concerns of the public and then putting it forward to the police?
That's a really good question, actually. I'm going to back the police. And when I talk about, you know, crime down, it's largely down to the police, but it's not just the police, it's partnerships, and that's where I come in. I mean, I chair and I lead strategic boards across the county, bringing together all the people that you would imagine from local authorities, you know, probation, Crown Prosecution Service, where we can talk about our priorities, where I have a significant influence because I am leading that area. But also it's about a police and crime plan. I mentioned this earlier. So, you know, if tackling knife crime, serious violence, drugs is in the police and crime plan, then the police must and the Chief Constable must take regard of that. And I have a professional relationship with the Chief Constable. So, for example, I cannot direct police officers, but as a result of it being in the police and crime plan, you know, he did put some dedicated resource into tackling bike crime.
Would you call yourself a natural conservative? I guess what I'm asking is, well, when did you join the Conservative Party?
So I was in the police, so you're politically restricted.
Okay.
So I joined after leaving the police. Look, I...
And was it because of going towards the police and crime commissioner's role, or did you just think, I'm out of the police now, I'm free of these restrictions, this is the party for me?
Well, the role of police and crime commissioner really appealed to me, as I say, you know, but since as I was a young lad, you know, I've been in policing and law enforcement, and it really appealed to me. My values, you know, they lean more towards conservatism. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a politician, you know, that's not me at heart. At heart, I'm a crime fighter, you know, that's what I'm about. But, you know, I really enjoy the job. I get the local politics. I've been around it now for a little while. I'm a non-voting member of the combined authority, and I'm pleased to say that my police and crime panel, which is, you know, political and independent, I have a very good relationship with, and that's cross-party. So I pride myself on being perhaps the kind person of politics.
But the Conservatives nationally are, well, up against it, shall we say, right now. And I wonder if you think to yourself, oh, this national, the Westminster government, they're going to mess up my chances here. They're going to reduce my vote because people are just going, they're not going to look at my record. They're going to see the word Conservative and put the cross against somebody else.
Yeah, I understand that, but I do you know what? I've got, I think that the residents, that the people of Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, you know, they will think about this, and they will look at the candidates, and they will make their decision as to who they think is best suited to the job. Of course, the national has influence on the local, but I just plead to you know, the good residents of Cambridge and wider Cambridgeshire and Peterborough to look. I think I have the essential, you know, skill set. I think I've proved myself in the past 3 years, and I'd really value your support on the 2nd of May.
And votes coming up on Thursday. Results declared on Friday afternoon. What do you do for fun, Darryl, when you're not crime fighting or administrating of it? What makes you happy?
Well, I have children, you know, they're still fairly young, so I'm still the taxi driving dad, taking them around to their sports, etc. I like sailing as well. Maybe a bit of a midlife crisis. I went out, bought myself a sailing dinghy, so I'm a member at the local sailing club as well. So,
very good. I like the sound of that. That's good. Well, Darryl Preston, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Darryl Preston, who's a Conservative candidate for Police and Crime Commissioner. I should remind you that there is a full list of candidates on the Cambridge 105 radio website, and you can also catch up on the previous two interviews and this one as well a little later on today. So, Darryl, thanks very much for coming in.
Cambridge 105 Radio.